You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
This segment brought to you by MyPillow, featuring Mike's Giza Dream Bed Sheets. 30% off plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com and use code WMCA. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and today a little more on the why it matters front.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
So here's the thing, friends, a very good piece of news that came our way. We have now helped 24 of the original 82 families. We've actually rescued them for the coming year. That's because of your efforts. That's because of your faithfulness and your diligence. What am I talking about? Stick around.
Kevin McCullough.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
And he is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, I was very excited. I was very excited. Saw your response yesterday, and to know that we, just out of the goodness of the heart of people that love the Lord Jesus in New York City, we just reached out and we just grabbed 24 families and kept them from perishing for this coming year. And that is so encouraging to me. It's so encouraging to know that you care so deeply about your brothers and sisters. And it's so encouraging to know that that care will be expressed to them in Haiti as Food for the Poor goes in your name and in Jesus's name to love on them and to give them the food that they need and to help them get the water supplies that they need. Friends, it's just one of those days where I just kind of like walking on air after you realize, wow, 24 families. That's like 120, 136 people or something like that that we helped yesterday and literally just grabbed them from the jaws of death because of how bad it is. The drought, 3 years plus going on, no ability to really grow any kind of agriculture or crops or anything like that. And when Food for the Poor came knocking and said, hey, guys, we've got 82 families that are in dire crises. Do you think that the church community in New York City would want to help? And we said, yeah. And to see you do it, it's just so gratifying. Friend, I cannot express enough. I know that I ask regularly for you to help the world around us. It's part of why we are branded as the mission. It is what we are about. We are here to help the world. In all ways, spiritual ways, but also physical ways. And we're, through Food for the Poor and what they're doing in Haiti, we're doing both. And it is super gratifying to be able to come back to this microphone and to give you that piece of good news. Thank you. On behalf of those 24 families, on behalf of those 130-something people, on behalf of everybody that got touched yesterday and will be for the next year, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, here's the other part of this. There's 58 families to go. Of the 82, there are 58 families that have currently been left behind. Of those 82 families that are in dire crisis, 58 of them are still wondering if somebody will love them, if somebody will reach out to them, if there will be something that helps them or their children survive this hot spring and summer that is in front of Haiti during this drought in which they just can't get anything to grow. It's really hard. Are you ready to help? Would you be willing to do so if you knew that it would make a lifelong difference for these families? It will, I promise you. That's what we're going to spend this hour talking about. Todd Chapman's back in studio with me. And Todd, I know you were excited because you asked me this morning, did you see the good news? And yeah. we found out 24 families. And I'm not trying to overstate the case, but like grabbed from the jaws of death, right? Mm. I mean, this is exactly what's going on.
Yeah, and that became so much more apparent to me. I mean, I knew it, but I actually had an opportunity to have a conversation on the phone yesterday with one of my coworkers at Food for the Poor in Haiti. And we're going to share a little bit of that conversation in our next segment here. So I hope you'll stay with us for that. But she's, you know, she's living it. She's going out every day helping the people. And so we've got a firsthand account coming up from her on how desperate things are. But Kevin, man, you are literally making a life-saving difference right now when you call 855-907-4673 and you make whatever gift God lays on your heart. Now, we're suggesting that you prayerfully consider giving a gift of $27 a month, not forever, but just for the next 12 months, or it's a $320 one-time gift. And with that, Food for the Poor will provide an entire family, four people, with food for your water for life. It's two meals a day through one of our feeding programs, always done through the local church. So it's hand in hand with the gospel, and that's what it's all about, too, keeping people alive, but associating that with the love of God and water for life, as we provide water for these families through water wells, water purification units. $27 a month. I mean, how do you quantify the impact that your gift? I mean, come on, man, seriously, $27 a month. Let's be honest. Most of us spend $27 a month in a week. And couldn't even say where it goes. I mean, I do that all. Well, actually, I do know where it goes. It's called Starbucks, you know, and I don't feel bad about saying that. I love coffee. God's blessed me. I can do that. But the reality is that doesn't have an eternal impact. Your $27 a month to Food for the Poor saves a family here on earth in Haiti. And they hear about the good news of Jesus Christ. They trust him as their Lord and Savior. It resonates into eternity. And right now, Kevin, because of this amazing matching partner that loves the AM570 The Mission audience, loves Christian radio, they're coming on board. They're doubling whatever you give. So it's a great time, a perfect time for you to get on board. And let me just thank a couple of heroes here. Yeah. I got to thank Theodore from Union, New Jersey, who yesterday, get this, gave a $2,000 gift. Mm-hmm. Man, Theodore, that's amazing. Now, I understand not everybody can do that, but boy, what an amazing gift. Maybe you could, maybe God's blessed you good. You could give $1,000 gift. Kevin, right now, $1,000 one-time gift to Food for the Poor, doubled, would save six families with food for a year, water for life. So that would be huge. And then I also want to thank Homer, who he's from Valley Stream, and he gave a gift of $27 a month. Homer, that's going to be two families right there, food for your water for life. First time giver to Food for the Poor. Thank you so much. So many others have gotten on board, but friends, we have open lines for you waiting for your phone call right now so that you can save lives. 855-907-4673.
And I know, friend, that as you're listening to Todd and Kevin discuss this, that there's a certain amount of wondering in your head, well, you know, maybe you're new to the radio station. Maybe you've not heard about Food for the Poor in the past. They're a really well-kept secret. They are one of the biggest relief organizations on planet Earth, and yet they don't spend money marketing themselves. They don't have any fancy ambulances that drive up when the world shaking happens in certain areas. It is just diligent, persistent follow through. Integrity, ministry, feeding, water, schooling, whatever they can do to help the communities that they go into. And they are a literal lifeline in Haiti. Todd, I cannot brag enough about what you guys at Food for the Poor have meant to communities that I had been to in the past when I wasn't associated with what you guys were doing. And I knew that they were benefiting from the work that Food for the Poor was doing. But then also to go back so many times with you guys and to be able to see the actual impact 1 year to the next of what some of my listeners gave, and then went back the next year and you saw the results of it, and you could see like a whole town. Well, we've talked a couple of times about a really terrible water source that this one town, Kadwa, had. And I remember getting to go back the following year and seeing what it was like when that town had water now working in its facility cleanly and purely, and the kids drinking it, calling it delicious and smiling and happy. I remember going and witnessing what it meant for one young set of schoolgirls that were going to one of the schools that are there, and how grateful they were to have a literal pump that could give out 10,000 gallons of clean water a day while they were there trying to work on their studies and trying to, you know, make their lives better through their educational process. Friends, your dollars are what made those things possible. Your gifts, your generosity, your response to what the Holy Spirit was telling you. You made that happen. And I think that the reason that, to be candid, that so many of you give every year to Food for the Poor is that you've seen with your own eyes, with your own gifts, you've heard us report back to you about how those things have taken root. And last year, Todd, you started telling us about a little town called Kailea, I think. And it was kind of, it's in a very tough situation because it's kind of isolated, both up in the mountains and kind of not near any big resources. The Dole Food Company had kind of established it. And then when they abandoned their factory, all the people that had moved there and were living there were kind of left. We helped 90 of those families last year, friends. Mm-hmm. We could do that again today. We could help another 90 in that same community if we saw the vision and responded to it. There are 58 families that we know need our help. They're on the critical care list. Their names have not been scratched off yet. Those of you that gave yesterday, please pray that people would respond to this today. But we need you to call 855-907-4673, 855-907-4673. $27 a month will help a family right now. When Joyce Smith's son falls through an icy lake, all hope seemed lost, but Joyce refused to give in. Breakthrough, the movie, reminds us that even when facing impossible odds, faith and love create a mountain of hope and sometimes even a miracle. Based on the inspirational true story, Breakthrough is a movie that could resurrect your faith and point your friends toward the God of miracles. In theaters beginning Wednesday, April 17th, learn more at breakthroughmovie.com. Each of us could use a breakthrough in our lives. So why don't you pray with us right now? Holy Spirit, breathe life back into my home. In Jesus' name, amen.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat thin grass. But Scott's Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scotts.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a bag of Scotts Triple Action today.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you'd like, it could be because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. In fact, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form, just like I do. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital chemicals that are created from those 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule has 10 servings of them. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel phenomenal. People report that their skin looks better. They have fewer aches and pains. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. The price of fruits and veggies are going up. So call now to see how you can lock in your price on fruits and veggies for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEMISSION. Balance of Nature, changing America, one life at a time.
Enjoy an evening of incredible music as the Nyack College School of Music presents Yesterday, Today, Forever, a concert of classical, contemporary, gospel, and sacred music on the stage of David Geffen Hall, Lincoln Center on Friday, April 12th at 7:30 p.m. This amazing program will showcase the extraordinary talent of NIAC's gifted students. Featured NIAC performers include the chorale accompanied by the string orchestra, the gospel choir, and the jazz ensemble. The NIAC College School of Music performances at Carnegie Hall, Lincoln Center, and internationally are a NIAC tradition and span several generations. These performers have gone on to become composers, conductors, educators, and recording artists. Don't miss a night of great music and talent at the NIAC College School of Music's Yesterday, Today, Forever concert at David Geffen Hall, Lincoln Center on April 12th. Visit them online at NIAC.edu for tickets and more information. Our legislators lied to us and sold us a bill of goods on congestion pricing. This has nothing to do with congestion and everything to do with taking more money from hardworking New Yorkers. Suburban commuters will be hit with outrageous tolls to drive into Manhattan's business district. Manhattan residents will see their costs of goods skyrocket as delivery trucks pass down their added cost to consumers. No one wins under congestion pricing, plain and simple. All the money in the world won't fix our transit crisis. Lawmakers should be calling for a transparent and accountable MTA. Instead, they prioritized another cash grab over substantial reform. Tell Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies that congestion pricing must be replaced. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585. That's 518-455-2585. Let her know that congestion pricing has to go. To learn more, visit ReclaimNYNow.org/congestion-pricing. This ad paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, those of you that went to the phone and made the call, thank you again. For the duration of this hour, we have a matching challenge. Every single family that we rescue, $27 a month, being matched family for family by one very generous friend of Food for the Poor and AM 570 The Mission. I need you to go to the phone and make that gift now. 855-907-4673. Todd, one of the things that's always a joy for us is to thank those people that have gotten involved. Let's do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you to Maria from Brooklyn just called, and she said, hey, we could squeeze that $27 a month into our budget. I know we could trust God for that. And so thank you, Maria. That gets doubled up, and Marie, and you guys are saving two families in Haiti food for a year, water for life. And by the way, Marie's a first-time giver to Food for the Poor, so welcome to the family. God bless you, and I know he will for your obedience and your generosity and your love. And then add to that another beautiful soul, Maprilia. She's got a beautiful name, too. She's from Ridgewood, and she said, hey, I'm going to do a $300 one-time gift. Hey, Maprilia, that's going to be doubled up as well. Two more families feeling the love of Jesus, food for a year, water for life, and you made that happen by calling 855-907-4673, 855-907-HOPE. You can also give online at am570themission.com, and you can have your gift doubled if you call right now. Now, I mentioned earlier that I got on the phone yesterday with a colleague of Food for the Poor down in Haiti. Her name is Soraya, and I wanted to share just a brief update from her as to what's happening exactly on the ground in Haiti today.
Soraya Lewis is a Food for the Poor employee in our Haitian office in Port-au-Prince. Soraya, there's not a lot of news coverage about what's happening in Haiti at the present moment. Can you give us a firsthand account of what's going on, what the situation is?
I would say this crisis has been going on since July of last year. What's going on right now is that there's just a lot of turmoil, and it's affected the lives of Haitians everywhere around the country. There's a food shortage, a lot of insecurity. And it's just very chaotic to live in Haiti right now. Life for the average Haitian family has been just uncertain, because waking up on a daily and not knowing if you're gonna be able to put food on the table is just the worst feeling. And it's constant uncertainty, because we don't know when things are gonna get better. We don't really know where to turn to just have more peace of mind.
So extreme lack of food because of the drought, crops aren't growing, livestock is dying, food prices just unreachable. Most people can't afford to feed their family. I know the water situation is also a huge concern. Talk a little bit about that.
About a month ago, I was in Cornillon, where Food for the Poor intervened rapidly because there was a water crisis there. It was painful to watch, really. People just lining up the entire day, just waiting to find water. What they did was they had water trucks responding to the emergency. So the truck would go by through the city the entire day and stop at various points to distribute water. But it just felt like their lives just revolved around the idea of being able to find water. That's all they did. That's not normal. It was like nothing I've seen before. Again, that translates what a lot of Haitian families are going through, not just about water, but also about food, also about basic health, just not being able to go to a hospital because hospitals are closed, because doctors are not getting paid, and they refuse to go in because they're not able to support their families themselves. People are waking up every day and not being able to meet their basic needs.
That's the situation on the ground in Haiti right now, Kevin. Just yesterday, I talked to Soraya. And man, so many things going on there, right? So you got lack of food, lack of water. The medical thing is huge as well. You hear her talking about how the hospitals are closed. So think about that. So, you know, your kids are starving to death. Maybe they drink contaminated water because it's all they've got. And now they get sick and you have no place to take them because the hospitals are closed as well. Mm. And, it just really touched me what she said there about, even though life in Haiti is always been hard. She, and this is a young lady who grew up in Haiti, was actually educated, came to the U.S., got a master's degree in communications, and then went back to serve her people of Haiti, working with Food for the Poor. But so she's lived it her whole life. She's seen all of the, life in Haiti, but she said she's never seen it this bad. Mm. And so I think that speaks to the gravity of the situation and the urgency why we're just literally begging you to get involved right now. I believe the fact that God has you hearing this means that he wants you to do something to make a difference in these people's lives.
I don't think there's any question about it. And friends, it's as simple as a $27 a month carve out in your budget. There's $27 is... It's not as much as it used to be. I mean, let's just cut to the chase, especially here in New York, for what you can blow $27 on. In fact, Todd, people don't know this, for my train ticket, for my parking to get to the train, for the additional subway fare that I've got to carry every single day, just to come to work at AM 570 The Mission. Cost me $28 a day. Wow. Just to come to work.
Wow.
Now, can I afford to set out $27 if I know that that's going to save someone's life? Maybe work from home one day of the month for that month? Are you kidding me? In a heartbeat. But the thing is, most of us, and you've made reference to this, most of us wouldn't even have to give up some of the things that we're asking you to consider giving up, because there's that much waste in sometimes our lack of direction in terms of how we deal with our money. If we got serious about telling our money where to go, saying you are not mine, you belong to the Lord. This is for his purpose, and these are his children. So I'm going to tell this $27 a month to go help his kids in Haiti. He's going to bless that. I don't have any doubt in my mind that when we do things, quote, on purpose, that God looks at that and goes, okay, that's my child. That's what I wanted him to learn how to do. That's what and there's great pleasure in God's heart when his kids choose to live for him on purpose. It doesn't get more on purpose living than to see those who are starving and to observe the words of Scripture and say, if you are hungry and you gave them something to eat, if they were thirsty and you gave them something to drink, then you're doing it to God. And in this process, right now, friends, $27, less than the amount of money it cost me to go to work. You can make a change in someone's life. $27 a month for the next year. That will rescue a full family. Thank you to those of you that did yesterday. Please pray for the 58 that are not yet cared for. We need to get all of them. And this matching challenge from our friend just is it just helps us on top of that. So please make the call now. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Wedding season is approaching, and if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party or even a corporate event, birthday, anniversary party, bar, bat mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be so impressed. The memory is going to last a lifetime. You can let my friend Francesca find you the yacht that's best for your event. Now, she's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations all throughout the metro area. Private yacht not in your budget? Well, how about a private deck charter? Her yachts are fully insured, and they're Coast Guard certified. So visit franstouchofclass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet. Then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her right now about adding that extra touch of class to your event. It's 212-385-9400, 212-385-9400, or franstouchofclass.com.
Rates may apply.
Ever look at your paycheck and think, there's got to be a better way? Well, here's some news. There is, and I can show it to you. I'm Paula Sagan, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My brother and I have taught thousands of people how to start making money in real estate. Now it's your turn. This week, we're conducting a free 2-hour educational workshop right here in New York and New Jersey, where you'll learn some of my secrets, like how to start flipping homes for profit in your spare time, using other people's money, and how to get started putting money in your pocket every month by investing in income properties. Real estate is a powerful tool that has made millions of people wealthy, but you can't start making your first dollar until you take your first step. Come to my free workshop and take advantage of this amazing opportunity. It could mean a lifetime of financial security.
To get 2 free tickets to Paul's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 37,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Paul's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 37,000.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
This is the Entertainment Answer. What are Hugh Jackman's favorite moments in the new animated film, Missing Link?
I think my favorite moments in the movie are the interactions between my character and Mr. Link. I think that odd couple relationship is funny. I love Zach's performance, and I just love seeing these two characters gradually start to get to know each other and understand each other and develop a friendship, and it's funny.
Missing Link, rated PG in theaters April 12th. For this Entertainment Answer, I'm Matt Mungle.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
And it doesn't get any more exciting than when we go to the break and the phone lines just light up. Friends, thank you. For those of you that just understood what I was saying there at the end and just went to the phone and made that call, thank Thank you so much. It is gratifying to see God's people responding to what God is calling us to do. And Todd Chapman rejoins us here at Kevin McCullough Radio. And Todd, I can't ever tell anybody what they're supposed to give. I can't even tell you if God's telling you that you're supposed to give. He may be dealing with you on a wavelength that I don't even know or can understand. But what I can do is present the need and say, if you feel the Holy Spirit talking to you about this, you better doggone go do something about it, because that's what it means to be a follower of Christ. So for those that did, for everyone that said, okay, I hear you, I'm going and making the call right now, and you just made the call, or maybe you're still on that call right now, thank you for your diligence and for your persistence. But Todd, there's people that we need to help that are not yet reached.
Yeah. And, you know, Kevin, the key to meeting this need is maximum participation, right? I mean, you're exactly right. You know, it's not up to us or me or Kevin, you know, to tell you what you should give. We make suggestions and tell you what X amount of dollars will do and the impact you can have. But at the end of the day, it's between you and God. God, I believe, will lay a number on your heart. But friends, I'm just asking right now, maximum participation, because, you know, what holds these type of fundraising events and these campaigns back from, you know, just frankly, happening much more quickly is that people say, oh, this is so cool. I'm glad they're doing this. And I know a lot of people are going to respond, but then maybe you, for whatever reason, you don't participate. And so could I just encourage you, if you've heard over the years us talking about how Food for the Poor is making a difference, but you've never taken that step of getting involved, could this be your day? Could this be your moment where you say, you know what, I'm going to get off the sidelines and I'm going to get in the game and I'm just going to see what God, you know, can do through my obedience. Kevin, I have yet in 8 years of talking to a lot of people that have given to Food for the Poor through the radio, through other channels. I have yet to meet anybody that says, you know what, man, I regret that I did that. No one has ever said that to me, because you know what? When we give to what God calls us to give, there's no regret. When we take that step of obedience, you're going to feel good about it. And then you add to that the recognition of the difference you're making in a human being or human beings' lives, not only here on earth, but also resonating into eternity. This is why we're here. This is why we are here. Ephesians 2, verse 10. It's God himself who's made us what we are, given us new lives from Christ Jesus. And long ages ago, he has planned that we would spend our lives helping others. Hmm. Helping others, that's our purpose here on life. That's what it means to be salt and light. The Bible also says they'll know we're Christians by our love, right? And so, friends, here's an opportunity for you to just wave that flag of Jesus' love and save a family's life in Haiti. And your gift is going to be doubled when you call right now at 855-907-4673.
855-907-4673. And of course, you can also give online at am570themission.com. Just click on the banner and go through there. And a reminder that for the remainder of this hour, we have this match underway, this matching challenge. I'd really love to see this be put to the test, Todd. I'd love to see if we could, see just how deep the matching pockets go, because that would be a good kind of test. It would be a great test of faith. So
if there's no upper limit on this, this person will match whatever you do.
So let's try them. Let's try them. I want to see if they're for real. No, I think that they are. But and if that's you, friend listening, please just understand we're grateful for your willingness to do that, and for every gift of every size. I saw someone earlier today gave a gift of $5. Todd, and I forget where they were from, but you know, that $5 is going to purchase some of that food. It's going to give some of that water, and it's going to make a difference. You know, you may have $5 in your pocket. You may have the $2,000 gift that our friend from New Jersey was able to do. You may be somewhere in between. And you may be trying to figure out what that is. And maybe if you keep listening, and maybe if you hear some more stories of what God has done, maybe that resonates a little bit more, and maybe that will clear up for you. But I am convinced of this. It's not for me to tell you how much, and it's not for me to tell you how often or how long you should do it. But I do believe that God has a purpose in you, in this process, engaging. You wouldn't be listening right now if he had not preordained this appointment for you to have the radio on at this time to hear what we're talking about. That I feel very theologically sure of. Now the question is, what do we do with that? It's one thing, Todd, for me to say, "Oh, I don't know about the poverty in Haiti. I've never been there. I don't know anything about it. They don't cover it on the news where I live." That's one thing. It's another thing entirely once you know. It's another thing entirely once your eyes have been opened. And if you ever have the privilege that I've had to go multiple times to Haiti and to see these resilient people persisting through some of the most torturous experiences you could ever imagine, and yet to smile and to say, "I know that God will provide," that's just something that is convicting to me every single time. Friends, these are the people we're helping. When you call right now, 855-907-4673. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got a tip for you. Looking for a new neighborhood spot, somewhere to spend time with friends, or maybe just a quiet meal with a loved one? Well, Olani's Times Square Pub is just that place. Step away from the hustle of Times Square into the warm, informal atmosphere of Olani's, surrounded by good company, great food, and very generous drinks. Olani's serves up all your favorites: shepherd's pie, bangers and mash, a traditional Irish breakfast, and of course, that mouth-watering Irish beef stew. And your visit wouldn't be complete without a slice of their world-famous apple pie, with 6 apples in every pie. Olani's has over a 50-year history in New York City, and it's a Times Square location makes it the perfect place for your pre-theater dinner. They can also host your next function or party with exclusive use of their second floor. Enjoy a taste of the Emerald Isle today, as I have, and look forward to again. Stop by Olani's Times Square Pub. As Mr. Olani himself says, Olani's welcomes all men and women of goodwill, whether for just a moment or for hours. Make your reservation. Call 212-840-6688. That's 212-840-6688, or go to olunnies.com. That's olunnies.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you'd like, it could be because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. In fact, it's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in capsule form, just like I do. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a vegetarian capsule with tens of thousands of vital chemicals that are created from those 100% whole food plants, fruits, and veggies. Each capsule has 10 servings of them. And once you start taking Balance of Nature, you're going to feel phenomenal. People report that their skin looks better. They have fewer aches and pains. They have a lot more energy. It's time to improve the quality of your life. The price of fruits and veggies are going up, so call now to see how you can lock in your price on fruits and veggies for an entire year and get free shipping on every order. That's 800-246-8751, 800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THE MISSION. Balance of Nature, changing America one life at a time.
New message.
Your social security number has been suspended. If you do not contact us, your account will be deactivated.
Scammers are aggressive when they contact a potential victim. Social Security Administration employees will never threaten you for information or promise benefits in exchange for information. In those cases, the call is fraudulent and you should just hang up. Don't provide any personal or financial information to these thieves. Call the Social Security Fraud Hotline at 1-800-269-0271.
The Christian Businessmen's Connection wants to invite you to a men's Good Friday breakfast with Fortune 500 executive and famed whistleblower Mark Whitaker. Join the Greater Parsippany CBMC on April 19th at the Hanover Marriott in Whippany, New Jersey, to hear Mark tell his amazing story of his undercover work with the FBI during the Archer Daniels Midland price-fixing scandal. His experience was the inspiration for the major motion picture, The Informant, starring Matt Damon. Doors open at 6:30 a.m. To register, go to eventbrite.com and search CBMC. That's eventbrite.com and search CBMC. Come hear Mark this Good Friday and bring a friend. Once again, go to eventbrite.com and search CBMC. That's eventbrite.com and search CBMC.
When you need legal assistance, call Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. They'll show you care and compassion. 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT. Everywhere I go.
It's happening in New York or across the globe. Learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Friends, there's only about 16, 17 minutes left in our challenge this hour. And if you have not yet given your gift of $27 a month for the next year to give food for a year and water for life to a starving, thirsty Haitian family, it doesn't get any better than to do it right now. This is the best time possible because you will make that difference. And because of the matching challenge, another family will be rescued at the same time. You know, we've got 58 families that are on the critical care list. If we just had 58 people, there's 8,000 churches in our area. That's like one from, I don't know, every, whatever the math is, 40 churches or something like that. Like, right. It's not even that much of a stretch to think that we couldn't do this hour. But friends, it's just going to require people saying, yeah, I get what they're doing. I get what they need. Now we're going to do it. And maybe you needed to talk to your spouse yesterday. Maybe you did that last night. Maybe you set the kids down like we did in the McCullough house and said, okay, food for the poor is here. They need our help. What are we going to do? And we'll finish that conversation tonight, and the McCulloughs will give their gift tomorrow. That's what we're going to do because we've given everybody a day to pray about it. But when we come back, it's not going to be passive. It's not going to be, well, should we or shouldn't? No, we are. Now, what is it that we're going to do? Friends, that's where we can all be at right now. If you would give that gift right now, you begin to solve that problem. Now, Todd, one of the things that I am always blown away by are the true stories and the true lives that these helps touch. And I know that you've got more for us.
Yeah. By the way, 855-907-4673. That's the phone number, 855-907-4673. Got friendly, efficient operators waiting right now. We have a couple lines that have opened up so we can take your phone call right now. I wanted to talk a little bit about the water portion of what we're asking you to do today, Kevin, because it's such a huge thing. And frankly, it's something that here in America, we take water for granted, right? I mean, we have it multiple places in our home. We buy bottled water. Americans spend $13 billion a year on bottled water. What? That is absolutely crazy. And by the way, about 50% of that, they say, is no different from the tap water that we can get for free. But that's an aside. You work that out on your own. But $13 billion on bottled water. We got water everywhere. Maybe it tastes a little bit funky, but it's not going to hurt us. In Haiti, they don't have it, so they can't take it for granted. As a matter of fact, it becomes the chief function of life for these families to just get food and water. And as I've traveled in the recent years, I have seen some amazing things watching people get water. Stuff I'd never even thought about before. Like I've been to these water sources where literally dozens of people are gathered around, just sitting around waiting. And I'm looking around, and it's a dried up creek bed. And I see, okay, they're holding up a little bottle to the side of the creek bed. What's going on over there? So I walk over, get a closer look, and there was a little leaf stuck into the side of this creek bed, because that's where the water was coming out from a spring or something. And it was just a little tiny trickle, right? And so I stood at that water hole for the better part of an hour, and the same little girl was getting water there, just filling up one jug. Took an hour. And Kevin, there's like 35 other people waiting their turn to get water. So that's all you're going to do all day long is just get water. Now, with that as backdrop, I want to play a story that my friend Soraya from our Food for the Poor office in Haiti just shared with me yesterday. She was out in the field earlier, just last week, and she witnessed this scene about a little girl going to get water.
Of a little girl. She came with her uncle to get water. But a little girl, she's probably five, no older. And she was dolled up. She was wearing this beautiful little gown dress. But you could tell in her eyes, she looked very sad. And she looked like, you know, life had been hard on her at such a very young age. But it was just amazing for me to see that at such a young age, she knew she had responsibilities, and she was trying to help her uncle to get through to the line, because there were a lot of people there. And so she was trying to get closer to where the water point was. And because she was so small, people were helping her to get through, even though they had been in line for probably longer than her. And that was just, that touched my heart.
Kevin, one of the things that I love about the people of Haiti and I've seen it so many times, and it'll bring me to tears every time I tell this story, because when I first started going to Haiti and I saw how desperate the people were, my expectation was that, you know, when things are really desperate, people get pretty ugly. But that's not the case in Haiti. And as evidence of that, you know, that story about the little girl where people that had been waiting for hours, waiting their turn to get water. But this little girl comes up and they take mercy. They take pity on her. They show mercy and they let her cut the line to get to the water first. So beautiful. I've literally taken what I had left in my bottle of water in Haiti, and kids were asking for water. They saw, you could see them. Actually, they weren't even asking. They just saw that I was carrying around a bottle of water, and they right. kind of looked from the bottle of water to me. And I said, I got to give them this water. What am I doing, man? I'm a jerk. And I gave him the water, and I just fully expected, I gave it to one of the older kids. I thought he would, you know, take it and run off with it. There were five kids gathered around it. He literally took that bottle of water, took the cap off, and poured a little in the cap, passed it around. Everybody had a sip. He took a cap himself, and then he put the lid back on it, and he took it home.
Hmm.
They are so familiar and acquainted with suffering that when a little bit of relief comes, they don't dare keep it to themselves. They share the love. And so, friends, we in America, we are so incredibly blessed. We don't have to think about or pray about getting water. We just have it in abundance. How can we hold back? How can we hold back? God gives so freely to us. How can we hold back, Kevin, when we hear about the deep suffering of our brothers and sisters in Haiti?
We don't need to. And with this phone number, friend, you can take action that will let loose your holding back. You don't have to pursue that. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. I've seen not that exact same story, Todd, but I've been to Haiti a number of times, and when you spend time with the kids and you see that older brother do what he just did, I'm reminded of how they reuse everything. They recycle everything. They have so much of nothing that any time they get something to be thankful for, they express that and they try to be good stewards of it. And for a nation that has endured as much suffering, as much pain, and as much continual trauma, be it from earthquakes or tsunamis or hurricanes and famine and drought, it's just been one calamity on top of another that mankind has had very little to do with, of all things. You know, a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, countries are poor because, you know, their own internal politics or decision. That's not the case with Haiti. They have been beleaguered by these circumstances, and they can't catch a break. And yet the body of Christ, Food for the Poor, the Church of New York City, working together, we can bring joy even in the midst of their suffering. We can bring food. We can bring water. We can literally bring a cup of cool water, as the scriptures talk about it, served in an hour of need. 855-907-4673 is the number. 855-907-4673. Every gift you give this hour, going to be matched person per person, family for family. Call now. 855-907-4673.
Wham. Pipe, scaffold, debris, whatever. It fell. It hit you. You never saw it or heard it coming, but you felt it. The most common construction site accident has left you in pain or worse. If you're suffering, has the person responsible convinced you that you have no case, so live with it? That's not the way it should go. If it was someone else's negligence, don't you deserve compensation for expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts, and his firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Sight and Sound Theaters invites you to a special event coming to movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only.
Noah, I will cover the earth with a great flood.
A flood?
You must build an ark.
Come on board for one of the world's best-known voyages in this original stage production filmed in front of a live audience.
Lord, thank you. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Noah, in movie theaters nationwide for 3 days only. For locations, visit noahevent.com.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you've got lower back pain, neck pain, upper back pain, or sciatica, or suffer from a herniated disc or spinal stenosis that has debilitated you from walking due to the amounts of pain, well, you need to talk to my friend, my personal friend, Dr. Melinda Keller. As the director of the Brooklyn Spine Center, she specializes in non-surgical spinal decompression. And what I love about Dr. Keller is that she's committed to eradicating pain, not with scary injections or surgery, but with life-altering DRX 9000. She wants to make sure your spine is healthy. She gives you a complete diagnosis. And if you've got a bulging disc, spinal stenosis, or sciatica, she's going to point out an all-natural direction that does not involve surgery or put shots in your system. Find out for yourself how she can help you alleviate that pain and do things like walk freely again. Play with your kids or grandkids. Call Dr. Keller right now, 718-234-6200. That's 718-234-6200. And let Dr. Keller and the Brooklyn Spine Center help you today.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
I cannot say thank you enough to each of you that have taken the moment to make the phone call, to get on the website and give through the link at am570themission.com. Friends, every single one of you that have heard God's voice and responded to it and said, yeah, we're not going to abandon our brothers and sisters who are hurting. This has really been a very, very meaningful couple of days for me, at least, here at Kevin McCullough Radio, because I've watched you literally see a challenge that God put in front of us and just begin to dismantle it. Just say, no, we're gonna take as many of those families and we're going to help as many of them as possible. So thank you. We will have an update for you on the exact number of that tomorrow. But Todd Chapman, when God is in something, it normally doesn't require much of anything for his people to realize that the more they are in alignment with it, the more blessed they're going to be and the more blessed they're going to make others in the process. And I feel like that's what's happening here with AM 570's audience and friends today, because I think they understand, you know, if we were without water, if we were without food, how desperate we would be. So it's encouraging, but there's always this reminder that we don't want to leave a single one of those families left off the list.
Yeah, I guarantee you, Kevin, if I could gather a representative or all the members of these 50-some families left on our list and bring them in front of you at church, you would not, I know your hearts, you would not let any one of those families leave your church auditorium without having met their needs, because that's the way God's people are wired. We just can't let the fact that there's a radio between us and them stand in the way of doing what God has called us and equipped us and resourced us to do. So friends, there are families in Haiti right now that are struggling another day to survive. And God, I believe, wants to use you to bring the miracle that they have been praying for right now. Mm-hmm. So my prayer is that you will let God use you to bring a miracle to these families, to answer their prayers. And God will bless you for your obedience. So thank you in advance for what I know you're going to do.
855-907-4673. A couple of minutes left in this hour. If you call before it's done, you will get your gift matched. And this is a perfect time to do what you've been thinking about doing. You've been praying about it. Now you know the need. Now you know the solution. There's nothing left to do except give the gift. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. 855-907-4673. It doesn't get much better than to help those in need and to watch them prosper when you do. And that's what these children, that's what these families will do. They will make the most of this food and water. They will do everything within their power to make their lives better, make their country better, love their neighbors around them. Friends, we're just the conduit. We're just providing the resources to make that happen. 855-907-4673.